With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. It has been the target of budget cuts, lawsuits, and smear campaigns. Here is some of the EPA bashing, mostly from Republicans, as recorded by MSNBC.
The direction of the EPA and the direction they're heading with their numerous regulations are going to cripple our economy.
These job-killing EPA rules that are grinding our economy to a halt.
Never mind that there's no factual basis for these claims. The argument by the anti-regulatory activists is that protecting the environment should be left to the states. But a good example of why federal oversight is necessary can be found in North Carolina. There, a states' rights approach led to environmental catastrophe. On Super Bowl Sunday, a coal waste containment pond owned by the nation's largest power company, Duke Energy, ruptured. Almost 40,000 tons of wet coal ash spilled into the Dan River. The disaster coated 70 miles of the river with toxic muck, killed aquatic life, and threatened the health of people who draw their drinking water from the river. As it turns out, the state's governor, Pat McCrory, worked for Duke Energy for 28 years before taking office in 2013. Both he and the state legislature gutted the state's environmental agency. And the McCrory administration allegedly obstructed a citizen lawsuit before the disaster that tried to require Duke Energy to build a better containment system for its coal ash. Frank Holloman, senior attorney for the Southern Environmental Law Center, said the case highlighted the need for EPA.
If you leave it solely to the local states, inevitably, in many places, the polluters are going to have the political clout to ensure that either the rules aren't strong enough, or even if they are strong enough, they're not enforced effectively.
Governor McCrory's office declined to comment. Federal prosecutors have begun an investigation into the relationship between Duke Energy and the state government. Political influence often becomes more powerful as it becomes more local. Why? Because it is easier for state or local politicians to be on a first-name basis with the owners of local businesses that pollute. In Maryland, former Governor Bob Ehrlich hired power company officials to top positions at the Maryland Department of the Environment. According to state records, these political appointees conspired with their former employer, Constellation Energy. They arranged for the state's Secretary of the Environment to send letters to state lawmakers arguing against stronger air pollution control laws for coal-burning power plants. The letters, signed by Maryland's top environmental authority, were written word for word by the owner of the coal plants.
I think it happens more than most people would like to know.
This is Amy Adams, a former supervisor at North Carolina's environmental agency. She recently quit in protest after political appointees told her and her colleagues to stop issuing violation notices to polluting industries and instead treat the industries as if they were customers in a business.
We've certainly seen that same situation in West Virginia, where the coal industry has such a grip on the state and the state legislature. And we've seen recently what happens when you don't have a strong state environmental agency. We had the spill into the Elk River, and over 300,000 West Virginians were without water, and some of those folks are still without water today.
People lack clean water in West Virginia because they lack the lobbyists of the coal industry. That is why it is necessary, sometimes, to have a federal marshal ride into town to save the innocent when the local sheriff owes his job to the guy in the black hat. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton, senior writer for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.